Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and today I want to talk about the ways that a narcissist outsmarts you, okay? And this is basically what happens to a lot of people. They got played by the narcissist, and this is, I'm going to outline different ways that the narcissist outsmarts you. First of all, again, a narcissist's intent is not the same as yours. Go listen to my podcast on the intent of a narcissist, and you'll truly understand what, you know, is behind the mind of a narcissist. But you guys, when it comes to narcissists, all right, they think that they're smarter than you. They think that they're more clever than you. So a narcissist is always going to be one step ahead of you. What does that mean exactly? That means that when the relationship is starting to have problems, they're going to always, you know, set up something on the outside and have a backup plan when the relationship crumbles. They're never, ever going to, you know, they pretend to be all in, they're working with you on the relationship, but that narcissist has checked out and is setting up somebody else on the side, or they've had somebody on the side the whole time before the relationship crumbles. And now the relationship crumbles and you're sitting there by yourself with no options, and this person has left you cold because that narcissist had another option or had another supply on the side, okay? So the narcissist wasn't left alone. You were left alone, okay? So the narcissist outsmarted you in that sense because they knew that they were not all into the relationship, and you know, they set themselves up so they don't get hurt. Whereas you're putting your whole heart on your sleeve, and therefore you're the one getting hurt, okay? Now, another way that a narcissist will try to outsmart you, and this is, you know, basically the covert narcissist now I'm talking about, is they don't tell you what's on their mind. They don't tell you how they feel. They don't tell you what they're thinking. They don't tell you who they're talking to. So a covert narcissist will never let you in, okay? And this is how they outsmart you, because they have other things, again, they have other things going on the side. They're talking to other people. They may be meeting with other people. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic thing, but they have things going on the side. And this is the biggest reason why a lot of people end up trauma bonded in the end, is because they're left alone. It's that loneliness. That loneliness is eating you up alive because you're alone, and now you're seeing the narcissist in it, maybe in another relationship, or they're doing okay, or they don't care, and you're really feeling crushed about it. And what are you doing? You're clinging on to the memories of the narcissist. And I always say that's because you have nothing else going on in your life. If you had something else going on in your life, you wouldn't be focusing in on that narcissist. You would be busy, okay? You would be busy. So the way that a narcissist outsmarts you is they always, you know, they're always networking and they always keep themselves busy and they never put themselves in a position where they're going to be left alone and abandoned, okay? That's why they don't feel it. The other way they outsmart you is because the narcissist doesn't get their feelings all into things, okay? They can very much detach their feelings, especially a covert narcissist. They can detach their feelings. And why is that? Because they were not looking for love, okay? They were looking for supply, which could be mostly sex, money, place to live, or just having their ego flattered. They just constantly need their ego flattered, okay? So they didn't put their whole heart on their sleeve the way you did, okay? And this is how they outsmart. They block those feelings of getting too close to you. And that's why a lot of them hate intimacy, because they don't want to catch feelings. They don't want to be close with you. Narcissists, covert narcissists particularly, they hate cuddling, okay? Because, you know, you're touching the other person, you're feeling the other person, you're building a connection. It's an intimacy. It's not sex. It's an intimacy, which a narcissist doesn't like because they don't want to get attached, okay? So the way they outsmart you is to keep their distance. They keep their distance so that they don't get their feelings all into it. And it's easier for them when things don't work out to walk away, okay? This is their survival mechanism, or the survival tactic, rather, to prevent getting hurt. See, a narcissist, their big thing is they're afraid of getting hurt. They are wounded, damaged people that are afraid of getting hurt by anybody. So they will never be completely open, completely vulnerable, open up to them, because they will never put themselves in that position to get hurt the way you're putting yourself in that position, because you got fooled in thinking that this person was authentic, okay, when they really were not authentic. Okay, how else does a narcissist outsmart you? Well, from the get-go, to the narcissist, this is all a game. Narcissists are all about fun and games. They're not serious-minded people in the sense that they're looking to build with somebody and they put all their energy into that person. They put all their focus into that person. A narcissist is, you know, like I said, they're a free wheel, okay? So they're not, they outsmart you in the sense that they're not completely in. A narcissist is never all in, okay? Even if they're married, they're never all in. They have other things going on so that if something better comes along, okay, they may have a relationship on the side, have a situationship or affairs on the side, or they put money on the side, they hide money, they don't trust, okay? So they cover themselves. They don't open themselves up and, you know, put all their eggs in your basket. So this is how they're outsmarting you, because they have these other things going on, okay? They have these other things going on and they're not completely connected to you. So they know from the get-go that they're going to play game on you. They know from the get-go that they want to do what they want to do, and that they're just going to tell you everything that they have to tell you to shut you up. This is what narcissists will do, and that's gaslighting, okay? They will gaslight you, and what they'll do is they'll attack your mental state, they'll attack your character, and they know that they're doing something, you know, that is not the truth, but they feel justified in doing it because it's a means to an end to a narcissist. This is how they get ahead. They feel it's a dog-eat-dog world. I got to do what I got to do because I'm not going to put myself in a position to be screwed over by you, okay? So I'm going to play mind games with you. And also, I think I'm smarter than you and I think I'm more clever than you. This is how the narcissist feels. And, you know, the other person is getting confused because they think that they're dealing with a true, authentic person And they see the narcissist telling them one thing, oh, I love you so much. Oh, you're so wonderful. Oh, I want a life with you. And then that narcissist is not showing it. In other words, they make excuses not to be with you. They may not want to sleep with you. They may make excuses not to do things. They're out with other people, or they ghost you or something like that. So they're saying one thing and they're doing another, okay? And this is how the narcissist tries to outsmart you, okay? Because they try to bullshit you with words, okay? This is the word salad. They put a lot of big words into things and they put a lot of detail into things to try to make themselves sound believable. They know that they are lying, okay? I have to say this 1,000 times because people think that they don't know they're lying. They absolutely know they're lying. And they're laughing behind your back to their friends, okay? I've seen it. So, you know, when you sit there and you start to question it, when somebody's gaslighting you, you know, the narcissist knows they got you. They know that you're not focused. They know that you're buying their bullshit, okay? Because when they deal with somebody who knows the game and knows bullshit and knows gaslighting and totally disengages from them or calls them out on it and says, no, you're gaslighting me. I'm out of here. They know they can't play those people. But when you sit there and you start to question things, like you keep going back and forth with them when they're gaslighting you, now they know that they have planted doubt in you. Okay? So this is how they play those mind games with you. This is how they outsmart you. Because again, what are you doing? You're believing their words. See, when somebody is not transparent with you, when they're not cut and dry, you know, you're going to be confused. And that is a sure sign, red flag, that somebody is playing game on you because you're confused. Because, you know, you're thinking that they care when they really don't. People that care, it will be clear to you. They won't play games with you. They will respect you, okay? But a narcissist doesn't respect anybody. The only thing they want to do is do what they want to do. And, you know, the only people that they respect are people that they have to respect. Like, for instance, if it's their boss or something and they have to, okay? But if a narcissist feels that they can get over, they're going to try you. And narcissists test you in the beginning. They see how much you're going to take. They try to size you up to see how naive you are. And how do they do that? They do that, for instance, by not calling you back right away. They're going to see your reaction to that. You know, if you're cool with that, if you ignore that, if you pretend it doesn't bother you or something like that. Then they know that they can play games on you, okay? But when you're a person that sits there and checks them and says, listen, next time you do something like that, you and I will not be talking. They know that you mean business, okay? And you got to follow through, because if they do it again and break your boundaries, you got to walk away or your word doesn't mean shit. Okay. And that's what that's a big mistake that a lot of people make. They put those boundaries in place and the narcissist keeps breaking their boundaries. And now the narcissist has total no respect for you. They feel your word doesn't mean anything. They could walk all over you. Because why? Because you're still fucking there. Okay. You're still there. There's no consequences to the narcissist bullshit. Okay. And like, I've had people on the post that say, you know, they've had people ghost them and then come back and what should they do? And I'm like, what do you mean? What should you do? The person ghosted you. They disrespected you. They showed you what they thought of you by ghosting you. That is not somebody that you would want in your life. And that's just the beginning of mess to come. Okay. So this is how a narcissist tries to outsmart you. One of the ways they do it is they try to test you, okay? They test you with little things to see how, you know, how stringent you are to putting up with their nonsense, how much you let things go. If you let a lot of things go, the more things you let go with a narcissist, the more that narcissist will have no respect for you. And if they don't respect you, they can never love you. A narcissist can't love anybody anyway, okay? Because to love somebody means you have to be vulnerable, open yourself up, you know, to get hurt, and a narcissist won't open themselves up to get hurt. So they can never love anybody. They're always guarded. Understand that. A narcissist is always guarded. They don't trust anybody in this world, okay? So, you guys, it's like this. Narcissists, they play games, okay? And this is how they outsmart you. All the different games that they play. The gaslighting. You know, another game that a narcissist plays to outsmart you, and this is with the covert narcissist, is they build alliances and flying monkeys on the outside as a support system. So you've got the narcissist is outsmarting you because they have their support system in place. It could be their family, their friends, sometimes their exes they're still in contact with. They have other people that is their support system. And what the narcissist does to outsmart you is they isolate you from your support system. And how do they do that? They don't like your friends and family. They'll start bad-mouthing your friends and family after a while and say, oh, your family's not there for you. Why do you even have anything to do with them? You don't need them. You've got me. I'm here for you. So what the narcissist is doing is they're setting you up to be codependent on them. Codependent on them, so you have no support system. And now, guess what? You're at the mercy of that narcissist because you got nowhere to go because you have no support system. So when you have conflict or disagreement with that narcissist, you will have to, you know, appease that narcissist in order to have peace because you have nowhere to go. You have no support system. So what is that narcissist doing? They outsmarted you to isolate you. Okay, the narcissist outsmarted you and isolated you and created you to be codependent on them. Okay, another way a narcissist tries to outsmart you. Okay, and I'm going to get into this about a female covert narcissist because I had a few male clients and I see the same pattern going on. The female covert narcissists that they were dealing with were using their sexuality to get these men hooked, okay? To get these men hooked, they used sex. They tried to outsmart them by using sex to get these men hooked. And how do they do that? They send naked pictures. They start talking dirty. They, you know, they really get down and dirty and become like a real freak to try to entice the men. And why do they do that? So that they can manipulate the men to give them money or marry them or get something out of them. They're using sex to get something out of these men, okay? So they're trying to outsmart them by using sex, okay? Now, what a male narcissist will do with a female is he'll use love, okay? Because there's a lot of women, not all women, but a lot of women, you know, they want somebody, you know, they want to feel love, okay? They want to feel safety. They want to feel love. They want a relationship. Maybe they want marriage or something like that. So they love bomb. I love you so much. I love you unconditionally. Okay, so they try to outsmart you with the love bombing, okay? Making you feel so special, blowing up your head to think that you are the greatest thing that ever walked into their lives. They, you know, again, manipulate and use this to outsmart you so that you put your guard down and you give in to the narcissist, okay? You give in to the narcissist because you have something empty or void inside yourself that when this narcissist comes, you fall and you fall hard because this is something that you really want. You really want to be in love. You really want to feel that you know, that oxytocin, that specialness of that elateness. And a lot of times when people fall for a narcissist, it's not even so much that they love the narcissist. They just love the feeling of being in love. They love the attention. They love feeling special. Why? Because you're lonely. You're lonely inside, okay? Even though you have friends, even though you go out, you know, in today's world, our society is a lot of people are suffering from loneliness. And this is how these scammers, you know, how they're able to hook all these people and get money off them on the dating apps, okay? The romance scammers are having a ball with it. They're finding these desperate people that don't know what it is, don't understand the game, you know, and they just tell them everything they want to hear, you know, and these people are giving them money. I've had clients that have gotten, you know, they had gave people money because they thought the person really cared about them and stuff like that. And I told them, no, you know, in some cases they were looking for a visa or a green card. Of course they're going to be nice to you. Nobody's nicer than somebody looking for a green card. Okay. You're dealing with desperate people that do desperate things, and they will play upon your emotions. So they're going to tell you everything. They're going to pretend to be empathetic to you. If you're in a hard situation, let's say you're a single parent or you're going through something, they're going to come in there and they're going to pretend to be your hero. They're your survivor. They're your rock. This is all how they try to outsmart you to get what they want. Okay, so how a narcissist outsmarts you is by playing upon your emotions, okay? That's why you can't believe everything that you fucking hear, okay? Words mean nothing. Where's my plaque? Where is my plaque? I gotta put my plaque on the wall. Words mean shit. Show me what you can, prove you mean what you say. Prove that you really care. And the only way you're gonna prove that is in time. And that's how you nail the narcissist, because they can't, you know, they're not about the long game. They're not about the endurance. And in time, a narcissist is going to drop off because you're too much work and it was all bullshit. Okay. Narcissists come in quickly and they get out quickly in most cases. All right. The ones that are looking for money will put a little bit more time into it. But in general, a narcissist wants to get in there, love bomb you, get that supply, and get out. And this is how they also outsmart you, by moving fast, putting you in a relationship really fast, okay? Before you get to see really what they're about. So because time kills the narcissist, because the more you get to know somebody, the more the narcissist becomes exposed, okay? And they don't want that. They don't want you to start, you know, figuring them out. So the way that they outsmart you is by moving fast. And that's why you have to take your time. I don't care who it is. You take your time with people. This is why we have dating. This is why we take our time and we date for 2 years. I say date for 2 years to really know what somebody is, okay? And even after 2 years, guys, even if you marry somebody, there could be secrets, all right? But you'll get a good idea at that point who you're dealing with. That's if the narcissist can even last that long with you, you know, treading slowly with them and not giving them the supply that they want, all right? So these are all ways that narcissists try to outsmart you. They also try to outsmart you by hiding money, okay? Narcissists love, especially covert narcissists, there's always secret money somewhere else. Even people that are married to covert narcissists, that covert narcissist has hidden money somewhere, probably with their family in another name, okay? So if you're dealing with a covert narcissist, you could trust and believe they got money. They got a stash somewhere, all right? The other way that a narcissist tries to outsmart you, and you guys are going to laugh at this one, is that a narcissist is a snooper. Now, what does that mean? If you have a narcissist in your house, they're going to snoop around and, you know, look at your shit. They may open your drawers when you're not there or you're in the shower. They want to see what you own. They may go through your bank statements. They may look through your mail. They want to size you up. So this is how the narcissist tries to outsmart you, okay? They do their due diligence, which means that they are sizing you up. What you have, how much money you got, you know, they want to take a good look at your place. They want to see, you know, do you have money? Is this someplace that I want to be? So you can never really trust a covert narcissist in your home, because they will be going through shit, okay? They are sneaky. They want to see what you got, all right? They want to see what you got. And now this is something that you don't do, okay? Because you trust your partner, all right? You trust your partner, so you respect your partner and you don't go through their shit. And you're not looking for that kind of supply. You're not looking for a money supply or something like that. But the way that a narcissist is trying to outsmart you is they're trying to see what you have. They're always one step ahead. So that let's say they see that you have money in the bank, right? Now they're going to hit you with, let's start a business together. Now they're not going to tell you that they did these things, but now they know that you have money. Okay, now they know that you have money. So they're going to try you and see if you say, no, I don't have money or something. They want to see if you're a liar. Okay. All right. They will also go through your computers. They will go through your phones when you're not looking, because a narcissist doesn't trust. So they're always going to be, you know, shuffling around trying to see if you're doing something sneaky on them, because they think you're doing what they're doing. All right. So, you know, if they feel that you're talking to other people, even if it's innocent, they will always be one step ahead. And this is how they try to outsmart you. So if they feel that you're a liar or you're devious, they're going to one-up you. A narcissist always tries to one-up you, and this is how they try to outsmart you, by one-upping you. Another way they try to outsmart you is by triangulation, bringing other people into things. They have their support people that backs them, where you don't have anybody because they isolated you, all right? So, you know, they're always one step ahead. This is how the narcissist outsmarts you. Because the narcissist is sizing you up for something, whereas you're not sizing up the narcissist. You're sitting there, you know, thinking you're looking at this in terms of love. The narcissist is not looking at this in terms of love. The narcissist is looking at this as, you know, I either want, you know, sex, or I want something out of you. This is a transactional relationship. This is not, you know, you and me on the horse riding off into the sunset. You know, you're naive if you think life is like that. That's how the narcissist feels. And the narcissist also feels everybody cheats. Okay? They feel everybody cheats. So when you sit there and you're talking that you're monogamous and everything like that, they're labeling you a sucker. Okay? Deep down, they're looking at you like, you're a sucker. You don't know the game. You don't know the game. All right. So now they know, like, you know what? I can outsmart you because you think that's what life is. See, your outlook on life is very different from a narcissist's outlook on life. You have more of a pure and innocent and, you know, a godly type of look of how life should be. Okay. You get together with a person, you have a nice family, you have children. You know, you have a nice life, the two of you together, off into the sunset, blah, 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 okay? But a narcissist's outlook in life is, I gotta be on top, all right? I wanna live in a big house. I want money in the bank. I wanna be famous. I want a business. You know, I want a fancy car. I want a fancy handbag. That's what I'm shooting for, okay? Not, you know, this small stuff to, you know, live in a, you know, a little house somewhere and go to work every day. No, that's not the narcissist. It depends on the narcissist, but in general, that's not the narcissist. The narcissist is always looking for the next best thing. Okay. They're never happy, never satisfied. So they're not just happy with like a little menial house and going to work, come home, watch TV all night with their partner. That is not the narcissist. The narcissist wants excitement and they want to feel special. They want to feel like they're a somebody. Okay. So in order for them to feel like they're special and they're a somebody, they like money. Okay. Most of them like money. Now you do have some narcissists that are just after sex. All right. You know, it's very specific. You know, human beings are very complex and you can't always put them in a box. You have to analyze each individual specifically to study them, study where they came from, study where they came from. Like I had a client, he was dealing with this woman who came from a third world country that had nothing, okay? And she was love bombing him. She was using sex on him. and he was an educated, successful man and everything like that. And then he was becoming trauma bonded to her. And he says to me, why would she do all that? And I said to him, do you see where she comes from? Do you see where she comes from? Now look at where you come from. You see the difference? The things that you take for granted, living in this nice house with a nice car, this woman lives in a 2x4 with a cardboard box, and she's lucky if she's got a meal on a table. So her way to outsmart you is to love bomb the shit out of you and sex you up, okay? Sex you up so that she can manipulate you and get her foot in the door over here, okay? So, you guys, believe me, desperate people do desperate things, and that's what narcissists do sometimes. They'll do things that you would never think in your right mind you would do, but it's because they're desperate for, they're thirsty for either financial things, they're desperate for praise, they're desperate for, some of them are sex addicts, they're desperate for sex, okay? So they're looking for these things to make them, the bottom line is they do all this because they want to feel special, they want to feel good, they want to feel important, and they will, you know, they will snake you out to get what they want so that they could feel good about themselves. It's all about them feeling good about themselves, okay? So they will always be one step ahead, and they will always manipulate you by being kind and flattering the shit out of you or giving you a lot of sex. This is how they manipulate too. Even the male narcissist will give a lot of sex maybe to a woman who's lonely and desperate to get what he wants. You know, look for a sugar mama or something. You got these guys out there too doing the same shit, all right? And, you know, this is how they try to outsmart you. They play upon your feelings, okay? So if it seems too good to be true, 9 times out of 10 it is. You're dealing with a bullshitter, okay? So you got to look at your life and look at that narcissist's life and say to yourself, why are they being so fucking nice, okay? Or why are they giving me all this attention when they can clearly get somebody better than me? Maybe they're very good looking or something. Why are they doing it? What do I have that they want, okay? And that's what you got to study. You got to study and say to yourself, you know, what is the supply that this narcissist is after? You got to look at the intent. What is the intent of this narcissist, all right? And when you understand what their intent is and what supply they wanted out of you, you'll understand why they tried to outsmart you the way they did, okay? So I'm losing my voice. I hope that helps you guys. Have a great day, all right? And please share the podcast and spread the awareness, because the more people that know about, you know, the tactics of the narcissist, the more you break the narcissist game, okay? Have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my 2 books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.